In the name of the Father and Son, Holy Spirit, one God, Amen. So before the cross, the world splits in many ways. Some are believers and some they do not believe. And some are upset with the Lord because of what he claimed for himself to be the Son of God. And some, of course, they glorify him for the work of salvation that he completed and accomplished on the cross. Many, many ways we can find people are split in front of the cross. Till this day, some people consider it as foolishness, and some others, they believe this is the power of God that's able to save everyone who believes in. But there is another way that we are going to talk about today, how we as believers, we split in front of the cross, and we split before our God, choosing between two attitudes. The first one, is between people who are feeling that we are indebted to God, and some others who believe that they are creditors. God owes them something. So this is what we are going to talk today about, and we examine ourselves. Which kind of person am I? Am I a creditor or am I a debtor? In order for us to understand the difference between these two groups, let us see some examples from the Bible about the negative example, the creditors, those who think that God owes them. And whenever we believe that God owes us something, then the whole world owes us something. And we move with this attitude and we deal with it in every single interaction. We feel like people around us, they owe us something. People who live with us, people even in the street, they owe us something. And this has changed our mindset in how we treat others and how we think of God and how we think of the world around us. If we look at the example of creditors from the Bible, we find the example of the lost son and his brother. Both of them, they thought that their father owed them something. So the younger one, before he leaves, he went to his father and told him, "Father, give me the portion of goods that falls to me." As if like the part of the inheritance is something that is right. He can ask for it. And it is my right to ask, and it is your duty to give. So I'm not actually asking for something strange. Some still believe this way, that God has to give us something, and justify it in their minds by many ways and means. Even what God gave us to be children to him, out of his goodness, we think that accordingly he owes us. He has to give us whatever we think is the part that falls to us. Even his older brother, in his mind, he thought his father owes him also because he was serving him. "I was working hard in your house, accordingly, you owe me something." He told him this when he was upset. "Lo, these many years I have been serving you. Accordingly, you have to give me what I think is the part that falls to me." It's an example of those people who are creditors. Before God, they think that God owes them. Another example of a creditor also is the wicked servant in the parable of the unforgiving servant. This servant owed his master 10,000 talents, a sum of money that's equivalent to $60 million in our day values. When he went out and he found his fellow servant who owed him only 100 denarii, because he lived with the mind of a creditor, then he thought that he owes me and accordingly has to pay. And if you don't pay, I will take you to prison. You have to pay there. If you don't pay it willingly, I will force you to pay. In his mind, he was not aware so much of the debt. He was in his mind a creditor, and other people owe me, or my fellow servant owe me the 100 denarii. In the parable of the Pharisee and the tax collector, the Pharisee, when he stood before God and he prayed to God and he was thankful because "I am better than others. I do this and that," and he started to mention the list of the things that he is doing before God. Accordingly, he did not ask for something in particular, but I'm sure in his mind that God owes me. I am a good man. I have been doing all of these good things, and God at least is happy with me. And whenever I am to ask anything, it should be granted to me. This is the mindset of a creditor, a person who thinks that God and maybe other people owe him something. What is the mindset of the creditor? Number one, the sense of entitlement. I'm entitled for God's favor and for other people's treatment in a certain way that's in my mind. This person goes wherever he meets someone and say as if like you owe him something. Even حتى أنت ما تتكلمش معايا ما تسألش عليا لي. As if like he owes him this. If you think this person actually needs to talk to you, why you don't do this the same thing yourself? But in the same idea, the sense of entitlement. Wherever I go, if I am a creditor, I feel like I should be treated differently. I should be treated differently at home. I should be treated differently at church. I should be treated differently whenever I stand and pray. Why? Because in my mind, I'm a creditor. God owes me. Other people owe me as well. The mindset of a creditor also is marked with a spirit of complaining and dissatisfaction, because I will feel like I am not treated fairly. It is not good enough. You are not doing what you are supposed to do. In my mind, I can tell you what you need to do and you are not doing right. With this way, I go complaining. The people of Israel, when they came out from Egypt, they had the mind of creditors, as if God owes them something. So they were complaining. It's not good food. It's not good drink. Where is this? Where is that? As if God has to do things for them. Why? This is their mindset. We are creditors and God owes us something. When children, they live as creditor, they give hard time to their parents, because all of the time they think that they are entitled to receive certain favors, and if not, they complain and dissatisfied, and there's not fair. What is fairness? What exactly people owe you to think, or you have the right to complain? If I'm a creditor, I will never be able to forgive. Why? You owe me an apology, or you owe me something I feel like you hurt my feelings with. Why I think this way? I'm only aware of the transaction between us. And I think that because you did me something wrong, then I cannot forgive you. You owe me. When you try to bring to this person that God forgave you a lot, a great deal of your debt, he doesn't think this way. Other people owe me, and accordingly, I cannot forgive. It's hard. I will hold the grudge for the rest of my life. I will live with it and go with it to the grave. It's very hard for a person who is a creditor to forgive. It's very difficult for him to comprehend the concept of letting go. How? You owe me. The mindset of a creditor also includes a dominant mode of anger. This person moves with his anger, and his anger comes against every person, including God himself. I am angry at God because God is not doing this and this. I am angry at the church because the church is not doing what it's supposed to do. I am angry at my spouse because my spouse is not a good person. I am angry at my children. I am angry at my peers. Wherever I go, I am moving with this anger. Why? Again, because I am a creditor and people owe me something. This is the dominant mood. And this is something that you will find that comes out whenever this person is asked a question or asked about how he feels. He will let you know that he is upset or he's angry because of whatever reason. And then another also like mark of the mindset of a creditor is a distorted understanding of rights and duties. Whenever this person stands and pray, he thinks that he is the master and God is the servant. I tell you my will and you should be doing it. And in my mind, why you don't do this? Didn't you say that you are my father and you love me? If you love me, then you have to give me this. This is actually, we are switching places. He is the servant that we should be asking about his will. He is the master. We are the servants. It cannot be the other way around. This kind of distorted places and switch of places comes from the mindset of being a creditor, not a debtor. So we started with the negative example in order for us to move into the positive one. As today we hear St. Paul says that, or St. Peter also say, that we are purchased with a price. We are purchased. So we cannot live for ourselves anymore. If I understand the meaning that I was a slave to the enemy of all good, and today I was freed because of what he did, I will always acquire the mindset of a debtor. So we should all be debtors. We are indebted a great deal to God, and accordingly are indebted to others. Why we should think this way? Number one, in front of the cross, who would not be a debtor? Who would look at him on the cross and say that you are doing what you are supposed to do? No, he is not supposed to do this. He is taking our places, the place of every one of us. We should look at him and always say, this is not your place. You should be up on the throne. I should be here. And this is actually fair. But you switch it, place it with us. When Christ was debating with Simeon the Pharisee at his house, when he judged the sinful woman, he told him, Simon, there was a certain creditor who had two debtors. One owed 500 denarii and the other 50. What he was alluding to is that in the last day, every single individual will stand before God indebted. No one will stand before God and saying, my balance with you is neutral. No one. Everyone will be indebted. At the end of the day, it will depend on his forgiveness. Before the cross, who can claim that? God does not owe me anything. I did my part. He owes me the other way around. We are indebted also because in all of our sufferings, we are not charged with what we truly deserve. Sometimes we are going through a hard time and say, I don't deserve this. Really, if God would tell us about what we deserve, we wouldn't have this argument from the beginning. In the book of Job, they told him this, his friends. They told, know therefore that God exacts from you less than your iniquity deserves. If we know that the wage of sin is death, then who can say that I am not charged fairly? It's too much. What is too much? If God were really put us before Him and sentence us, then no one of us can claim anything. We are actually charged much, much less than what we deserve. Accordingly, we owe Him. We are indebted to Him because He's not treating us according to our foolishness. What we do every day, what we think about every day, what we choose every day, the insult that we do it to Him every day, He is not charging us according to what we deserve. We are indebted also to Him because of the grace that's granted to us. Grace is a gift. A gift is something I do not labor in. I did not earn it. It was given to me. When we come to be members in His body, to be children to God through baptism, what did we do? All what we had to labor is to wake up early on this specific day, coming at 6 a.m. to the church. Maybe this is the maximum we can do. The forgiveness, when we come to confess our sins, what do we do? Nothing. We just came and say, I did this. Even with no promises, I'm not going to do it again. You hear, you are absolved from the mouth of the priest who is entrusted over this kind of grace to be granted to you. It is grace. Forgiveness is grace. It's granted to us just because we say we are sorry. The adoption, being counted among the children of God. We know that the kingdom of God is an inheritance of the children. It's not a reward for those who work it hard. This means what? Because we are His children, we will inherit. What is the favor? What did we do? Nothing. The multiple chances that is granted to us, part of the grace. Every single day, we come to Him and say, we will have a better day. We do not do the promise. We go the next day and say, give me another chance. And He does. And He does repeatedly. What we say about this? It's grace. His body and His blood that we come and partake of it, that's on the altar every single day. It's grace. What did we do to deserve this? Nothing. All what we come with is this sense of, I don't deserve it. And this is enough for us to be granted His body and His blood. So we are indebted to Him because of the graces granted to us every single day. We are indebted to Him also because of the talents and what we possess. If you have a specific talent, who granted it to you? If you were given a house, a family, children, or anything, who granted this? He granted this to us, and because of this, we owe Him. Everything we do that's right, it's also comes from Him, and we owe Him for this. We owe Him also because of the church that kept the faith to us, that gave us spiritual birth, that fed us on His body and His blood and His words, that teaches us and reminds us every day of His salvation. We are indebted to Him because of our mother, the church. Those who do not see this, they will never be able to understand what does it mean to be indebted. They will come to church and just consider it as a building or a social club. I don't like the people around me, then I will look for another place that will satisfy my social status or my mood today. We are indebted to Him because of this gift, the church. All of us is the church. We are indebted to Him also because of the people whom God granted to us to help us along the way. When you look around you, you should be thankful to God and indebted to Him because of the person sitting beside you today, because of the people who are helping, because of the people that God put in your way who taught you something when you were a child, because of your parents or your neighbors or those people who did something good to you. Sometimes we feel and we take this for granted. What's the big deal that we have friends or have people around us who should be helping? They are doing what they are supposed to do. No, those people are in your way because God granted you this. He gifted you with these people and should be thankful and indebted to God because of them. So if we are indebted, if we are all debtors, what is the mindset of a debtor? As we spoke about the mindset of a creditor and we saw how harmful it is to acquire this, let us look at the mindset of a debtor. Number one, the person who will feel indebted, he has this deep sense of perpetual gratitude towards God and looking for the means to pay back all the time. What can I do to pay back? As the psalmist says in his psalm, what shall I render to the Lord for all His benefits toward me? He wouldn't just think that I owe Him something. Service is not something that we do it out of convenience or out of like I have extra time, or this is something that will get me in a special group that I favor to be among them. It is paying back the least to the one that we owe Him anything. If God would think of service as convenience, He wouldn't come. He wouldn't be treated this way. He wouldn't be on the cross. He left Himself to how people wanted to humiliate and even to execute Him. If we have this sense of debt and being indebted, I will have this sense of gratitude, and then I will try to find means to pay back. The mindset of a debtor also includes a strong zeal to serve the Lord through His children. What can we do to God? He doesn't need anything, but the only way we can pay back is through His children. Dealing with people is difficult, but this is the only way actually we can pay to God, pay to His children. When He told Simon Peter, do you love me? The answer, yes. Then, what should I do? Serve my flock, take care of my sheep. This is the way I want you to pay back to me. Feed my lambs. If I'm indebted, the only way I can think I can pay back is to serve His children. And His children are His children with all whatever in them. They are His children. If you love the Father, you love the one born of Him as well. The mindset of a debtor also, continuing the same thing, St. Paul actually speaking about this sense of debt towards others. He say, I am a debtor both to Greeks and to barbarians, both to wise and to unwise. So as much as in me, I am ready to preach the gospel to you who are in Rome also. Why he is indebted to the barbarians or the Greek? He doesn't know them. But he knows his master who redeemed him. Accordingly, now my debt is towards you as people, and my responsibility to preach and teach you, because this is what he is expecting from me. The mindset of a debtor also includes the willingness at all times to forgive. No matter what, no far what was the insult, will be willing also to forgive. The parable of the wicked servant includes this. If this man would understand how much he is indebted to his master, he wouldn't find difficulty to let the other servant go. But why did he hold on the grudge? Why he wanted to take his friend to prison? Simply because he did not understand the debt that he was under. If I understand that I sin before God every single day, no matter what the people around me are doing to me, it is nothing compared to what I do to them, I will not find difficulty in forgiving. If I have the mindset of a debtor also, I will worship God in spirit and truth. All what we do is part of our sense of in debt. I will fast with Him because I'm indebted to Him, fasting to me. I will give my tithe because actually I owe this to Him. Sometimes people, whenever they give, they think that they will start counting from the point of giving. I give you accordingly, I'm expecting you pay me back. Actually, it is the opposite. It is the other way around. We are paying from already what He gave. We have no right to hold what is actually what we owe to Him. As David the psalmist spoke about this, everything we take, we give it, it is from your hand. From your hand, we give back to you. The understanding of this will help us to worship God in spirit and truth. We'll understand that whatever we are doing, we are sharing, participating, it is part of our debt to Him. If we are indebted to Him, we will have a deep sense of appreciation for others as well. St. Paul said to the Philippians, I thank my God upon every remembrance of you. Because he feels it's a favor to have people who love and serve and take care of us. It's a favor. It's not something I would feel like it's your duty. If it is, if you consider you as a servant, this is good, but mean at the end of the day, you don't owe me this. Then we will thank God for the people. We will not feel like I'm tired or I'm grumbling against people, but on the contrary, I feel like they are part of the gift that God granted to me. If I am a debtor, I will live as a steward, because everything in my hand is not mine. It's a loan. If it's a loan, then someone will begin to take back it again. And then I will live with the mindset that I have to trade with these. All of these things in my hand, God will come one day and ask me, what did you do with them? If I am a debtor, I am a steward. If I am a creditor, I am an owner. Which one we want to choose today to live by? We know that we are purchased with a price, and we saw the price on the cross. I wish all of us, we have the mindset of debtors all the time. We are indebted to God and indebted to people. To Him be the glory forever and ever. Amen.